From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world news. U.S. President Barack Obama is accusing Russia of being on the wrong side of history after its invasion of Ukraine. An emergency meeting of NATO is to take place on Tuesday to discuss Western reprisals to Russia's military moves in the Crimean Peninsula. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
The NATO meeting was requested by Poland and is the latest indication that the Western alliance is hardening its response to Russia's aggression. At the White House, flanked by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Obama again demanded a Russian withdrawal.
I think the strong condemnation that it's received from countries around the world indicates the degree to which Russia's on the wrong side of history on this.
The president vowed to unveil a series of moves that he says will isolate Russia, but Russian forces are digging in, Vladimir Putin rewriting history, whichever side of it he's on. Simon Marks, Washington.
Calls are growing for the U.S. to take military steps to demonstrate its backing of Ukraine's independence. Former Republican presidential candidate Senator John McCain told an audience in Washington that the Obama administration should be looking at a broader range of options.
Why do we care? Because this is the ultimate result of a feckless foreign policy where nobody believes in America's strength anymore.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has chaired a meeting of the country's National Security Council to discuss the crisis in Ukraine. Mr. Cameron told reporters that the West may need to adopt a tougher response.
We shall have to bring to bear diplomatic, political, economic, and other pressures in order to make this point. That is the very clear message the whole world needs to send to the Russian government.
Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has pleaded not guilty to all charges, including a murder charge, on day one of his high-profile trial in the Pretoria High Court in South Africa. Pistorius stands accused of intentionally killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, in February last year, but he claims he mistook her for an intruder. A state witness has described as blood-curdling the scream she heard from a woman shortly before gunshots rang out on the night. But the defense team has offered a different version. Gary Alfonso reports.
Both the prosecution and the Pistorius defense team got down to their core arguments on day one of this high-profile trial. State prosecutor Kerry Nell read out the murder charge and three gun charges. Pistorius pleaded not guilty to all of them. Witness number 80 was the first called by the state. A neighbor from a house 177 meters away, Michelle Berger, testified she heard blood-curdling screams from a woman and four gunshots. The defense team argued her husband heard four to six shots and suggested it was Pistorius screaming hysterically that she heard, as well as him breaking down the door with a cricket bat.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. U.S. President Barack Obama is using a visit by Benjamin Netanyahu to Washington to apply pressure on the Israeli prime minister to push forward towards a peace deal. In an interview before the meeting, the U.S. leader has been quoting a famous saying by renowned Jewish philosopher Rabbi Hillel, "If not now, when?" The U.S. is brokering peace negotiations, which are scheduled to be wrapped up in April. Our correspondent in Washington, Daniel Rentschler, says President Obama is trying to increase pressure on the Israelis to make more concessions to the Palestinians.
Before the meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Obama's given a rather blunt interview in which he talked about the continuing aggressive settlement building, in his words, which he said could risk further international isolation, which the Americans would not be able to defend the Israelis against in the international community. The Israelis are saying that they think the Iranians are just buying time for more weaponization of their nuclear stockpile, whilst the Americans are prepared to give the Iranians a chance.
Three suspects have been arrested in connection with Saturday's deadly stabbing spree at a train station in China's southwestern city of Kunming, according to state officials. 28 people were killed Saturday after eight assailants used knives and daggers against commuters. Police shot and killed four suspects at the scene and arrested another. Chinese officials say Muslim separatists are responsible for the attack. Freelance journalist Primrose Riordan is in Beijing.
Eight assailants burst into the railway ticket office and dressed in black and just start slashing randomly a crowd of commuters. Enormous long knives that randomly peep at, you know, women, children, anyone on the scene. And 29 people have ended up killed so far.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Nina Maria Potts reporting.